Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
The Brewers were behind the eight ball early in this one. Game two of the series against the Marlins. Brandon Woodruff allowed a three-run homer to Jake Berger in the first inning. Woodruff would fight his command under his own admission throughout the day's rotation, and his delivery was just a little bit off. In the end, he would allow four runs over his five innings of work. In the top of the sixth inning, though, the Brewers' offense finally arrived against starter Jesus Luzardo. It started with the man at the top of the order.
0-1 is ripped down the right field line. This is a fair ball, and it'll one hop the wall in right. Perkins is on his way to third. He'll stop there. Yelich checks into second with a double, and the Brewers in business here in the sixth. How good is it to have 22 back in this lineup?
That is his fourth extra base hit since coming back from his back issue just yesterday. Two homers yesterday and a double, added a double today. So the rally is set up. Second and third, nobody out. And how about a little bit of good luck for William Contreras?
Brewers looking for a big inning. 1-2 is a one-hopper, eats up Bell at first. Perkins will score. Everybody's safe. Yelich moves to third. Boy, just kind of a soft line drive, and Bell let it play him.
It was an awkward play, a run scored, everybody safe. Runners on the corners, and still nobody out, as then the next batter was Carlos Santana, but he would face a new pitcher. A.J. Puck would come into the game, another lefty. His flaw, he's allowed 9 home runs this year out of the bullpen, and he's facing a guy hunting a milestone.
Puck looks over at first in the 1-2 pitch, and Santana drive out to right center field. Chisholm is back at the track. Goal! Carlos Santana, number 300 in his career, has tied this game at 4.
Out of nowhere, off the deck, the Brewers tied things up. They would leave Josh Donaldson stranded, though, at second base. They failed to get another run across, so they never took the lead in this game. And in fact, the Marlins would reclaim the lead in the eighth on a wild pitch from Yoel Piamps to make it 5-4. And that would end up being the final. So this series is tied at one game apiece for all the series marbles tomorrow.